Welcome everybody to the Redevelopment Agency meeting being held December 5th at 6 p.m. at Centerville City Hall. On our agenda tonight, let's do a roll call first. We are all directors in this meeting. So we have Director McEwen present. Director
Meekum,
sorry.
Meekum.
Ince.
Summer Hayes present.
Hurst present.
Awesome. So we do have a quorum, you know, and a couple members are excused. So let's get going since we have a quorum. On our agenda tonight, we have the CenterPoint budget presentation and report. And the staff representative on this is Nate. Nate, do you want to introduce this subject, introduce our guest that's with us tonight, too?
Good evening. Tonight we have the presentation of the CenterPoint budget to the RDA and ACB. As you can see in your packet, we're supposed to have this at the end of November, but due to scheduling conflicts, it got pushed a little bit. I believe the intent of this is to review their capital and maintenance reserve funds. As they're in an RDA building, and then to just make sure that the CenterPoint's mission is still aligning with the purpose of the theater. So tonight we have Mr. Lee here from CenterPoint Theater, and he'll be presenting his vision to you.
Thanks, Nate.
Hello, friends. I don't know what the process is for this usually to happen. I'm happy to present anything you would like or address anything you'd like. I don't know if you want me to go over specific numbers or I am putty in your hands. I'm not sure what the presentation should be, but I'm happy to address whatever.
Why don't you overview for us what she's got up there on the screen? And
sure.
This everybody is has it in front of them.
Yeah, this is just the total facilities budget for the year. This is very similar to previous years. There's a pretty big increase in the HVAC line. We contract with an HVAC company on a monthly basis for just ongoing maintenance, and we found that that's not nearly sufficient for the kind of special work they come do for us. So there's another, $75,000 in this budget for just HVAC, and that's based on the actuals from 2022 and so far this year in 2023. In addition, down at the bottom, you'll see it says factory lease expense and factory utilities. That's for the new facility. That doesn't have anything to do with the RDA. It's just what the theater is leasing over across the freeway in West Centerville, our warehouse, offsite scene shop, and storage space. So that's not really relevant to the lease, but it is part of this facility's budget. Other than that, I think it's pretty well in line with what has happened in previous years. I don't think there's any significant increases. We base these numbers on our actuals. That really is kind of the approach to these. Just in the 13-year history of the building and most recently what we've done in you know, recent years with the use of the building, particularly when it comes to everything that's in here with utilities and that kind of thing. But yeah, that's sort of an overview of the facilities budget. Are there any questions about any of those lines or anything specifically about that?
How is the HVAC system functionally?
It's good. So the company that does work on it, they're great. They're in every month and sometimes every 2 weeks just doing maintenance. So the company that maintains it is we rely a lot on them because it's a pretty complex system, but they're faithful in what they do for us. Ken Lane, I don't know how many of you know Ken, but Ken's sort of our handyman. So when there are any needs beyond what the maintenance is doing, Ken will help us with that. But you know, we have some issues every once in a while with the system just because it's big and complex, but they're resolved very, very quickly. I think it's a really good system that's in place.
Okay. That has not always been the case.
Yeah, there's stories, yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's going well. We haven't had, There was an issue at one point this year where, again, there was something to do with an alarm went off, and there was something to do with a pressure. One of the valves had too much pressure on it, but that was resolved almost immediately, and there weren't any long-term damage or anything.
That's good news. I mean, when you talk about an increase and we talk about the history, those seem to be counterintuitive, I guess. And then you say everything is okay.
Yeah. The work that they do on it, and I don't know if it's been under budgeted in previous years, I really don't know, but this is just based on what we actually spent in the last year, that $75,000 increase. So it's above and beyond what the monthly contract is with just for the maintenance. So, Clint is the one that usually comes and does the work for us, and he gives a report every time he comes in, and he walks us through anything that he thinks needs attention, but there's no indication that there should be any problem.
Okay.
Danny, I know you're still getting your feet under you. Obviously, from a show presentation, it's probably seamless for you, but this type of stuff is kind of maybe...
This is new.
New for you.
Absolutely.
And so... One of my questions is, the board discussed having a capital reserve study done for the long term, to say, hey, out in the second, third, fifth, tenth year from today, we're going to have to think about replacing certain items. So there's at least a longer term projection of big capital items that need to be on our radar out into the future.
I haven't been part of any of those conversations to this point.
They used to always tell us that there was, and that this much money was put in, and then every so many years there was a big project that was going to take place. When they would come, they would say...
Right, I'm just thinking, like, the carpet's fairly new.
That's what they would say. Is
that going to be another 5 years? Is that 7 years?
And they did have that all broke down at one time, because they brought it to us and said... Here's the carpet. Here's what they think it'll cost. This is how many years the life of the carpet is. The seats, they brought everything into us.
Yeah,
broken down.
Restrooms, mm-hmm. Things like that.
Yeah.
I thought it may be just an item of discussion just to have as a board, just to say, what should we do to be proactively thinking about the future?
Sure. I have seen an
older plan.
And they
may have. I think they have it. I think if you look for it, they have it.
There is a maintenance plan in place like that. The carpet was put in a year ago, right? I think that was $100,000 or something that was put into that. But you're talking things above and beyond the maintenance reserve fund, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm getting at is there, again, when do you have to do a full restroom remodel?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that every... 15, 20 years. I don't know what that is, but that's just those big items just to think about so that it's on a radar. Longer.
It's a totally valid question. Like the restrooms, there were a couple of toilets that we had to replace this year,
correct.
Fully replace. And so we're aware of those things, and it's kind of been do as we go. But I do know there's a plan, and I'm happy to update that and freshen it up and provide it so you have a better idea of what that longer-term plan might be for some of those bigger items.
Well, part of this meeting is to discuss the balances. So, and
correct.
The maintenance reserve fund.
That was my other question,
yeah.
Is what is the...
I'll share those right now.
Okay.
So just so Danny knows in the future, you know, what to come with.
Sure.
So in the maintenance reserve fund, the current balance is $577,999.57. There you go.
Correct.
And then the operations reserve fund is $421,350. So both are meeting the requirements of our lease. Now, we've used this fund, so a number of years ago, 4 years ago, we replaced a lot of the HVAC. I think even boiler issues we were having.
Yeah.
So we drew on the maintenance reserve fund to pay for those things. And then CenterPoint made two payments of $100,000 to each one of those funds, and that's what they pay into to make sure it's meeting the minimum requirements of a certain percentage. I can't remember.
1%. They need
1%.
To put 1% in the minimum every year.
Every year.
When you say 1%, 1% of what?
Their total revenue.
1% of revenue.
So 1% of revenue, but it's capped at a certain, well, I guess a minimum balance. Sorry.
A minimum. Every year
minimum
they have
balance.
To put in a minimum.
So we may draw from it to do some, but then
wait,
we need to make sure.
There have a minimum balance requirement or a minimum contribution requirement? Or both?
Both.
Yeah, both. I mean, they have to do the 1%, so that's kind of, and the whole idea of this tonight is to make sure that they are in their regular budget, so the RDA needs to approve anything dealing with maintenance to make sure that, the Theater Association is meeting their maintenance obligation for everyday maintenance, because the maintenance reserve fund is for long-term big issues. Like you're saying, the five-year maintenance plan, that stuff comes out of
So if they're requesting any funds from that, this is their opportunity, or they show the budget, we would like to use $200,000 to replace carpet or whatever it might be.
Right.
You would approve that here, but I don't know if those requests are happening.
We don't have any requests
of those
like
funds
that.
This next year.
No.
Now, something might change in the middle of the year if the HVAC does go out, or we have a roof issue, or any of those emergencies where we would come back to you and say, we need to use these funds.
Okay. So my next question, Danny, is more related not to the reserve funds. Maybe I'm getting off topic, but it's an attachment here. But on your budget, we know that the theater relies on donations. How are you feeling about that 2024 budget in terms of donation collections?
To be honest with you, it's an area where we aren't as efficient as we should be. The average nonprofit arts organization in the country has 40% contributed revenue. 40% of the revenue is contributed and 60% is earned. And at CenterPoint in 2023, our budget reflects 18% contributed revenue and 82% earned. Now, in some ways, that's really good. It shows that
we're not relying.
We're cutting our own grass. Like,
yeah,
we're doing the thing, which is a great thing, but it also indicates to me a theater that has 10,000 season ticket holders and does hundreds of performances a year, there's more resources in the community that we need to do a better job of
I think it's only
telling our story.
8%, Danny, if my calculations are right, which is even better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. So when I talk about contributed revenue, I include in that sponsorships. So it's not strictly the donations line.
Yeah,
but
yes,
if you include the show sponsorships, season sponsorships, academy sponsorships,
okay,
then we calculate contributed revenue based on those, just because it's kind of in that development realm.
Okay. That's helpful to know.
Thanks. We're in the process of hiring a new development director. This person has been Shelley Davies in past years, and she's done a great job, but she's doing other things for the theater now, which are going to be very good. But we just need to upgrade what we've done in that entire contributed revenue situation. So the objective is a 35% year-over-year increase going forward, which I think is ambitious, but it's also a reflection that we're 22% below the national average for nonprofits arts organizations, and we just need to do a better job telling our story and having the right conversation with the right people.
Thank you.
So based on that, I am noticing, as far as, I agree this is not necessarily our purview, but just trying to understand,
sure,
when you talk about these donations, it looks like the net income from operations, you know, when you take income versus expenses before the donations, it's a little higher deficit this year than last year by almost $200,000.
Yes.
But then it also shows that your donations from foundations, corporations, grants, wrap tax is $100,000 higher.
We're planning on that, yeah.
Is that you're feeling comfortable that you can meet that?
And most of that, I'm talking about grants from private organizations.
Okay.
Yeah, from businesses. There's quite a bit of money out there that we haven't harvested as well as we should have.
Okay.
So most of that is grant money. I think the wrap tax things are pretty well set about where they are. The money that we get from the state is $133,000 this year. We're expecting that to be about the same, somewhere between $133,000 and $150,000.
Okay.
And then the rest of that is with private organization grants and foundation grants and that kind of thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So when we talk about $100,000 being put into the, $200,000, right? One in the operation reserve and one in maintenance. Where does it show on your budget? Is that under facilities, that $200,000, or don't you know?
I don't know where the $100,000. You're talking about the money that we paid this year, correct?
Yeah.
You're talking about in the 2024 number.
Well, in 2024, there's going to be some. It's just going to be different.
Yeah.
You're trying to find that where that
$100,000
comes out on
where we budgeted at. Yeah.
It should be
the only day I figure is facilities.
It should be in the facilities budget.
Out of the 654.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of this is a reflection, Mayor, of what has happened previously that I'm continuing to getting educated on as we go through this budgeting process.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly where we account for that money from. as far as the operating budget goes. I thought part of this was the reserve fund. Was on the balance sheet side. Is this possible?
Well, if you have to contribute annually, it would come out of your budget, not out of balance sheet item.
I haven't seen a line on this, on these items. I haven't seen a line on this.
It would be reflected on a balance sheet because it hasn't been expended.
It hasn't been.
It's just in reserve.
Yes,
so it's like a prepaid.
So the money is on the balance sheet.
So it probably is reflected on the balance sheet.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
The money's reflected on the balance sheet. I don't think we have an accounted line for it on the operating budget.
Okay. All right. You're correct. It is a transfer just on the balance sheet.
Yeah. So we show these amounts on our balance sheet, and then I think when we take money out of whatever the account is and we make these transfers, that's where it's reflected.
Okay.
I haven't provided the balance sheet as part of the financials, but I'm happy to do that.
So in regards to our lease fulfillment, they're taking care of what they need to be as far as meeting those requirements.
Again, if there's any questions, I think just knowing what you're participating in next fiscal year, I would look at your last year's budget. I was trying to pull it up now and how you, where that contribution came from or how you listed it in your budget.
Yeah, again, I'm not sure it's in our operating budget. I think we do that on the balance sheet side. But I will chat with Carrie about this, about how they've done this in the past, and I'll report on that, too.
But they're meeting the minimum requirements as of now. This is, again, reviewing their next year's budget to make sure they'll continue to meet the requirements of the budget. So this is the original presentation, and we have the requirement to get back to them and Nate left it. By
December
20th to let them know we approve so there's some time if you have that information.
Absolutely. Happy to do that.
Okay. As far as the board, whatever direction you want to go with the information that's in front of you.
Oh, sorry. It's December 10th that we have to get back to them, and then the association has to adopt their...
Right.
I see that there's a proposed maintenance reserve fund contribution of over $40,000, and that just has to be made by June 30th. So you'll see last year we did it in March, because I think the numbers come in and then they contribute that.
Yeah, that is my understanding as well. And just to clarify, the maintenance reserve fund, the operating reserve fund, for the maintenance reserve, it is 1% of the annual revenue of the organization, and the operating reserve fund, we maintain 0.5% of the value of the building in the account. Is that correct?
No, the operation fund is just for your operations. The maintenance reserve fund is for those
The way we set the minimum, I guess, is what I'm talking about. Doesn't it have something to do with the current value of the building?
That would be also related to the maintenance fund, because it's recommended that 2.5% of replacement value, that's what you really need to be maintaining.
Great. Yeah.
So, but we sort of agreed in the lease agreement that, that's a range
to
have. But the operating, I don't believe that the operating fund is based on the building value, just the maintenance
Got
fund.
It. The operations reserve fund is just a function of the budget.
Correct.
Yeah.
Lisa, is $15 million the value of the building when it was constructed, or today's value?
Or I told you, facility.
And if we, $15 to $20 million is what I think it's valued at today. I think $18 million, Jansen and I were discussing, is the value.
No, that's
I don't know where the valuation came from. Just on that 2019 lease, $15 million was the number that was.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure where it came from.
I'm just saying $15 million. That's an estimate. But basically, replacement value, though 2.5, will keep going, because obviously if you built it for $1 million and now it's worth $10 million, it would cost. It's a replacement value estimate. So what's happening in the construction market, and that's why in the lease agreement we negotiated that, because costs could change. So we're just saying, look, here is now a range of where we want this maintenance reserve fund. And so it actually says that at a minimum, the association shall retain an amount equal to 1% of the replacement value in the maintenance reserve fund. So that's the target minimum is 1%.
Which is 150,000 if we're assuming 15 million was the replacement.
I don't know in here if we say, because the replacement value could alter, so the lease agreement doesn't specify the amount.
Right. That would make sense. Okay. At 2.5%, or
we'll that's the industry recommendation.
Oh, okay.
And so what we said though is we're going to just go with 1%. In our negotiations with that client, you know, is a building, and that's why it's important for the RDA to look and say, okay, are you allocating enough in your budget to do those day-to-day maintenance obligations? Because, you know, industry standard is the more you do the daily maintenance, the less you're going to have these long-term, you know, emergency repairs. So it is related.
I did the 2.5% on 15 million, and that's 375,000, which they're
quite
a bit above, which is great. Mm-hmm.
Happy to see that there, but the building is aging, you know, first 10 years.
Didn't we put a roof on it just 2 or 3 years ago?
Not.
There were roof repairs.
But mostly the HVAC was our largest roof.
We did the HVAC. I thought we did a roof. No?
We've been worried about those. That's what we usually use as our example of at some point we'll need a new roof, and that will be a very
So Lisa, what do we want to do? Is there a motion we need on this, an approval on it, or
I think really what
December 10th day, we're not going to see each other again before December.
Right. If you have any issues that you want follow up, then yes, you could, you know, say we're going to direct staff to do this. But if the budget is acceptable, then you could just have a motion. It's acceptable. But the only thing you really need to approve are the items of the budget relating to maintenance, repair, and replacement. And the MRF minimum, the maintenance fund reserve. So I think you could just say the maintenance portions of the budget are acceptable. And
yeah, because that's what we're concerned about. Yeah. The board at CenterPoint's
right.
One that's.
We're not getting into the micromanaging of other things, just that
and
one.
The way Unless you want us to, then we're happy to.
That would be great. I would love that.
But the way I read this is there was 100,000 contributed to both funds in March of 2023. And the way I see our budget this year, I don't see.
They should, and that's what I was saying.
It's a $49,000 like a footnote, but I don't see where it's at in the actual budget. That's my question.
So the 40,000. So the 2024 budget, the revenue is 4 million. So we'll be making a $40,000 transfer to this account, and we need to know where this is reflected in the financials.
That's my question. I don't know where in the budget, the 2024 budget, where that $40,941 is going to. It just says, hey, we're going to meet that obligation. I'm just not sure which line item.
I don't see it either. I will have a conversation at 9 a.m. and I will have an update for you tomorrow morning.
If you want to make a condition upon receiving this information, I think that would be acceptable as well.
Yeah, to make sure there's a line item for that. Minimum contribution, but again, it is depending on their year-end finals. So
it's always
that's an estimate, but at least it should be a line item next the budget.
Year. I'm just trying to make sure it's not here, so we can just do it now.
No, it's
I
not.
I didn't see it either.
Okay, it's not there.
No,
because I see it as a below the line on the summary, and that's why I wonder.
Yeah.
So if one of you directors want to take a shot at that motion, that'd be great.
I'll take a shot at it, but I just. Trying to remember, Lisa, what is the actual motion we need to make?
That we accept the contribution.
We accept the maintenance.
The maintenance and repair portions of the budget, subject to adding a line item to reflect the estimated minimum maintenance reserve fund contribution for 2024.
So moved.
That's the chicken layout.
Well, the ACB's here too.
They're not.
Four of the six are.
Do I need to add an amendment to my
only the RDA has to approve those portions of the budget. We did get that amended. The ACB can review it. So So if you want to review it, but the RDA is the one making the motion on the reserve things because it's our building, so.
All right, so we have a motion by Director Summerhays, and I think we have a
every year?
Nope.
Second by Director Ince. Further discussion on it? Okay, let's take a vote. Director Meekum.
Aye.
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 Okay, so that motion passes. So Danny, you'll 9 in the morning, you'll put the cat and get back to us.
First conversation when Carrie gets in the morning. Nice chat about it.
If you see a tent around the theater tonight, you'll know it's just poor camping.
Well, no, it won't be me.
Winter camp. Thank you for your patience with me as I figure this out. I really appreciate
Danny.
It.
Great, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you're doing down there. Hearing wonderful things. Thank you.
All right, let's move to the minutes from October 3rd. We have in front of us the minutes of the October 3rd. RDA meeting, do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the minutes from the
second.
RDA meeting.
All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? All right, motion to adjourn the RDA meeting.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Adjourned. All right.